Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're interviewing Barbara Jernigan, a nurse practitioner who specializes in neonatal care. She is working with researchers at University Medical Center to help improve health outcomes for pregnant women in rural Alabama, where prenatal and obstetrics care are in short supply. She will talk about the ways health education and support can make a difference. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Barbara Jernigan, thanks very much for joining us to talk about an issue that's important to everyone, I assume, and I think safely so. We have to have healthy moms and healthy babies, don't we? And you're a nurse practitioner, part of a program that is getting up and running now that deals with research, but in your case, hands-on in-home visits, sort of a study to see how we can better serve the underserved. What do you hope to accomplish through your part of this research and these visits?
Hoping to accomplish better educated moms who are able to get the adequate access to health care that they need during their pregnancy.
And they can be underserved for a variety of reasons. Distance is one.
Yes.
Finances are another, correct?
Yes.
And if you can't afford to go to the doctor, you're just pregnant and sitting there hoping you're doing okay, and that's not okay.
That's not okay, no.
And so in 2019, the research that's being done and your participation in this project will be sort of a pilot of how we take care of these women.
Yes.
Tell us what the women that will be participating initially will receive from your services when you do home visits.
Well, our initial pilot will be actually visiting moms in their third trimester in the last part of their pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And we will come in and develop a plan with the nurse, which will be me, the obstetrician, and the mom. We'll sit down. I will sit down and kind of assess what she wants and what she needs, along with her family, and to help her come up with a plan that she can accomplish.
This is challenging because this is a badly needed service to someone like me who knows nothing about what you do professionally. I think, well, a pregnancy is a pregnancy. That's not true. Every pregnancy, I'm guessing, is unique.
Every pregnancy is unique. Every pregnancy has come with its own set of issues sometimes that we hope to help alleviate.
What are some of the more common things that underserved women who are pregnant and getting later in their pregnancy are dealing with most commonly that you find?
Well, probably one of the most common things is if you're in a rural area, if you're underserved, maybe getting to the doctor at the clinic in a timely manner, making all of your appointments and everything.
You have some new technology ways of helping these women as well, besides in-home visits. What do you foresee as some of the value of using technology to help these women also during their pregnancy?
Yes, one of the things we'll do is to be part of the pilot, you will need a smartphone. And we will have an app where the patient can actually go to the patient portal to communicate with the physician and the nurse. And so everybody can be on the same page on a more regular schedule.
And if a woman uses this app, can she actually ask her doctor a question?
Yes.
Or ask her nurse a question without you coming there or her coming to you?
That is correct. Yes.
No questions off limits. No such thing
as a
dumb question.
There's no such thing as a dumb question.
I bet you've been asked about all of them, though.
Yes. Yes.
Tell me, I want to talk about your heart and your passion with this. How long have you been a nurse?
I've been in nursing since 1989.
In sports, we like to say that's in their wheelhouse. That's their specialty. Moms, expectant moms, and healthy moms and babies are a top priority to
my
you.
My entire career have been dedicated to the care of moms and babies.
And why is that?
I love taking care of people, first of all.
Yeah.
And taking care of babies have just been a passion for me. Seeing a newborn baby come into the world is just one of the, I won't ever get used to that. It's always magical.
I don't know if we're ever able, through research and studies and well-intentioned doctors and nurses, to make everything equal, where the poorest woman in the most rural area gets exactly the same care as someone who's very close to a medical center and they're 5 minutes from their delivery room. Well, I don't know if we're ever able to accomplish that, but we've got to do better than we're doing now.
That's the goal, but there's so many factors that contribute to those moms not getting the same care that we have some hurdles to.
Yeah.
But this is one way that we hope that can help.
No matter how many hurdles there are, you can only jump one at a time.
Correct.
And do you think, would you, using that idea, is that what you're doing? We're trying to figure out how to do this, then we'll figure out how to do this better.
Yes. Well, going to the mother is, I think, one of the biggest ways to help in this problem.
One of the biggest challenges, too.
Yes.
Will we be able to do a follow-up with you maybe a year from now? You're just beginning this program. In the fall of this year, you'll start doing these visits. Babies will be born later this year and the first part of next year. I'd love to come back and talk to you a year from now and find out what you have learned. You already know so much, but you can come back and give us some results of how this study has gone.
I would love to do that.
We would love that, too. Thank you so much, Barbara Jernigan, for your what you do for people. And thank you for sharing your expertise with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.